Hey, everybody. Welcome to Best Show Bests, the best of the best show. And you can find out more about the best show over at thebestshow.net. It airs live every Tuesday night from 9 p.m. to midnight Eastern Standard Time. And if you're new to the program, this show, these are little bite-sized bits and greatest hits type samples of what we do every week. So if you like this, maybe you check out the full show. And if you want to support the best show, we have a Patreon set up over at patreon.com/thebestshow. That is how you support the program. It is listener sponsored now, and you give what you can, and we appreciate it. And there are prizes and benefits at all different levels of giving. So again, go to patreon.com/thebestshow and support the show. And now please, without further ado, check out this episode of Best Show Best. FMU, you're on the air.
Hey, it's Darren.
Darren?
Where are you?
Where am I?
Yes.
I'm doing my radio show, Darren.
I thought we were going to go to the movies tonight.
No, wait, we're not going to the movies. Well, why would you
I'm at the Newbridge Octoplex.
Look, I work with this guy. For anybody who doesn't know, this is Darren. He's over at Consolidated Cardboard, which is this company I work at. And we were just standing by the vending machine. And you were talking about movies. I didn't think it was a hard plan to go to the movies.
Well, I thought it was. I showed up here and I bought us two tickets to Garfield, The Tale of Two Kitties. What do I do with the other ticket now?
Why would you think I'd want to see Garfield, Tale of Two Kitties?
Because I was wearing that Garfield button and you laughed at it the other day.
Yeah, I would. Oh, Darren. I was not. Yeah, I don't want to see the Garfield Tale of Two Kitties movie. Sorry.
Okay, well, I'm going to go see it, and I'll tell you how it is tomorrow. But let's go see the Prairie Home Companion movie at some point, all right?
I don't know about that. I don't know if I... That's the one that Garrison Keebler guy who...
I like when you do that. Mm-hmm. I like when you say his name like that.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's not as funny if you call me out on it, but...
You know, I've never heard you really do impressions. Do you do one of him?
I'm not much for impressions.
Maybe you will be someday. Who knows?
Yeah. Not. I'll work on it, though. You know? I don't know.
Yeah.
Is that something you have to be born with, or that you kind of can learn?
I think you learn it because I read in Rich Little's mother's autobiography that he did not have it early on in life.
Mm-hmm. 'Cause yeah. I would be interested in learning how to do impressions, but I didn't know if it was one of those things that either you've got it or you don't have it.
I think you should just stay with it. And you know what Rich Little's mother, her autobiography is called?
What is it called?
Little Woman.
Oh, because, okay, gotcha. Little. But that makes it sound like that's his wife. Little Woman.
Look, I didn't write it. I didn't edit it. I didn't publish it. I don't know.
Okay, well, look, I wasn't saying that you did, Darren.
Okay.
But look.
Look, I'm the one who's mad at you.
Look, I'm sorry you bought tickets to the cat movie.
It's not just that.
What?
I lent you my Stadium Arcadium CD 2 months ago, and you still haven't returned it.
Yeah, well, I was just talking about that on the...
I need my new music.
You really like those dudes? I can't stand those guys.
Well, look. Frusciante shines on this thing, and he's never going to leave the band again. I swear to you. There's no way.
Because he left, and then who went? Who took his place? Was...
Well, they got Dave Navarro.
Yeah, the fella from Janes, as fans of
Janes
Addiction will say. Janes.
Yeah. I have a good feeling about that guy. I think one day he's going to be considered rock's only guitarist.
About Dave Navarro?
Yes.
You think?
I think so.
Hmm. I don't know. There's a lot of other guitarists. I don't know if he has what it would take to kind of break out from the pack. And
I can feel it.
You can feel it?
I can feel it, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
The same way I feel good about this show that they just announced it's going to be airing in, I think it's in a year or so. It's called Celebrity Apprentice.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, it's Donald Trump. Who I know you don't like.
Well, I don't even know if I have much of an opinion about him. Right?
Maybe you will someday.
Yeah, I mean, it's like a money guy. Like, I don't have an opinion about an aluminum siding salesman. Why would I have an opinion about him?
I don't know.
Right?
That's a question for the ages, right?
I guess it is one for the ages now.
Wait, that's a movie, too,
one,
isn't it?
One
it was that movie with Danny DeVito, I Don't Have an Opinion About aluminum Siding.
Danny Aiello said, he was in a movie called I Don't Have an Opinion About Aluminum Siding?
No, Danny DeVito, remember that movie?
Well, that was not called I Don't Have, which one, the one Tin Men?
It's not called I Don't Have an Opinion About Aluminum Siding?
No, because I think in that movie he would have nothing but an opinion about aluminum siding.
I just wish we were in a time when someone could do like a mock-up poster of that. But we don't.
We don't?
Yet.
No. Well, you know, who knows? Remember that song by Fairport Convention? Who knows where the time goes? I always hear you playing them at your desk.
I like them, but I also like a song. You know how sometimes I like to segue into another song that's kind of like that? It's
sure.
Who knows? Could be. Is it just out of reach? Yes, it is. I can't reach it. Where did it go?
What is that?
That's from the Windbreaker musical, where all the street thugs wear windbreakers. West Side Story.
Oh, the I never thought of it as the Windbreaker musical.
Yes, I think it was the inspiration for Fonzie's character.
The idea that they wore windbreakers West Side Story, which actually was from, like, the 50s. Every time I think of West Side Story, I think of bant, bant. I just think of, like, horns. Bant, bant.
Doing those quick knee kicks that showcase your kids.
Yeah. Oh, you know what part I think of when the music goes? Banana, 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 banana. Right?
Yes. Yeah, I like it.
Yeah, well, you know, I hear you playing that, and I didn't know that song was from West Side Story.
It is, yeah. That's why I'm always snapping my fingers.
Yeah, you. It really seems to get you going.
It does.
You know, I guess seems like you might not channel a whole lot of that into the work that you do.
Nah, no, man. I do whatever I can to just get by. Mm-hmm. I'm smoking bongs half the time back there. Old man Dalrymple, he don't see me.
He don't see you back there?
No. I'm reading People magazine the whole time. Speaking of which, mm-hmm. Do you think it's a little weird that we have yet to see Suri Cruz? She's been alive for like 3 or 4 months now. Isn't that weird?
Well, you know, if someone's protective of a baby, and I could see Tom and Katie being protective of the baby, not wanting anybody to see it. Her.
Oh, I didn't realize you were on a first-name basis with those two.
Well, I didn't call them Tomcat. I said Tom and Cat. I felt like that was relatively respectful that I called them Tom and Katie.
I appreciate that. I'm sure they do, too. Namaste.
Yes, namaste to all.
Yeah. Ooh, hey, I just got the signal that the movie's starting, all right? I wish you were here. I think you'd really like this Garfield movie.
Well, I'll find out. You can tell me tomorrow at work.
I will, okay?
Mm-hmm. All right, Darren. Well, have fun with Garfield, A Tale of Two Kitties.
Thank you. Have fun with my Red Hot Chili Peppers CD. Really disappointed. I need it. I need my jams.
Okay. Well, you'll get your jams back.
That song, Danny California?
Yeah, I was just talking.
I like it.
I'm actually using the CD to balance a table.
Very angry.
Uh-huh. Well, hopefully the cat movie will cheer you up.
Okay, I'm going to eat some Chuckles, too.
They still make those?
They do, yeah.
Very, it's not one of those, not a first choice or a second choice, Chuckles. Not for me, at
least. Maybe they're my first choice.
Mm-hmm. Well, I maybe we got to get some Chuckles in that vending machine.
I almost got clobbered by it the other day. I was trying to get some free Zagnuts out of it. I was shaking it like a maniac.
Mm-hmm.
Almost landed on me.
Well.
Luckily, it landed on that little guy. What's his name? Troy? Squashed him.
No, that's not... he's been limping around the office. Is that why?
Yeah. He got squashed by the vending machine.
Mm-hmm. Well.
It poured out a bunch of those Lance toast cheese all over his face. It was pretty cool. It made it orange.
Yeah. Well, Darren, I think you owe
me. The orange face, you know. Thank God there are not going to be any more orange faces from here on out.
Well, hopefully no more of those Lance toaster things fall on anyone's head.
That's right.
Yeah.
I'll tell you one thing, though. If you don't bring that CD tomorrow, they're going into your what's it called? A gullet? Is the gullet the mouth or is the gullet?
The gullet, I think, is the mouth.
The throat.
Yeah. The throat.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. Well, it's going in there.
Okay.
All right, my buddy. I'll talk to you later.
All right. You have a great night.
You don't.
Okay. Well, that's not nice. And he's gone. There goes Darren. I guess I'll square up with him at the office tomorrow. Thanks again for listening to Best Show Best. Much thanks to Jason Gore, Pat Byrne, Martine Sellis, Brendan McDonald, AP Mike, of course John Worcester. Who else? Marcia Neumeyer, and you, the Best Show listener. Thank you. And if you like this, check out the full show every Tuesday night from 9 p.m. to midnight at thebestshow.net and support the Best Show, patreon.com/thebestshow. Thanks so much for listening. Goodbye.